wasting away again in Margaritaville, searching for my lost sugar song.
Steve Dale here for Matt Bubala, who's with his kids and neighbor kids. And their neighbor kids, the entire community of the Northwest suburbs. I think he's with 78 kids in Cooperstown, New York, giving them a tour of the Hall of Fame. And then he is being inducted into the Hall of Fame.
Of course.
I know. So it'll be the Matt Bubala wing of the Baseball Hall of Fame.
There'll be no talking to him when he gets back, you know?
There's no talking to him now, actually, but that's another story. You know what? At WGN Radio, this is an iconic radio station. Mm-hmm. Presidents have been in the studio. Yeah. Movie star after movie star has been in the studio. Of course, the many governors of Illinois before they go to jail, after they go to jail. Everyone has been in the studio, but no one like the person I am about to introduce. Of all of the people that have been in the WGN studio, this person has is clearly, royalty has been in this studio.
Yes.
Yeah. But clearly, this person is the most important because he is the event coordinator of the Chicago Margarita Festival. Ooh. And nothing could be more important than that. Alex Blackshire, welcome to WGN and good morning.
Good morning.
Hold on. I somehow managed to say that again.
Thank you for having me. Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. The Margarita Festival is coming to town. When is the Margarita Festival?
It is July 28th and 29th. That's a Saturday and a Sunday, July 28th and 29th.
All right, so get out your pens and your papers. Do people still have pen and paper? I don't honestly know that. Yeah. So if there's such a thing still exists, because we're going to give you a recipe for margaritas. I know.
Ooh.
Very simple.
All right, but we'll get to that. A simple recipe, even better. But we will get to that in a moment. I am curious, of all the things to do for a living, you do have the best job, you know, on the planet. Why a margarita festival organizer?
Well, it started in college. I had a professor.
It did. It usually does.
I had a professor.
She's a professor a,
that's
of...
Correct. Of she was a Spanish teacher, actually.
See.
And she says, the best way to learn a language, come to the bar with me. And there I introduced to tequila.
Uh-huh. So she was a tequila professor.
Well,
I want to know where you went to school, because this clearly is the best school there ever has been.
I guess I should say. Well, Howard University in Washington, D.C. Yes.
I could enroll now and learn a lot, I believe.
But
so at what point did you think, okay, I'm going to do margaritas and take it around?
Formerly, we went to Tampa Bay, and they had a margarita festival there, and it was awesome, Steve. I'm talking, it ended in a fireworks show. They had Grand Marnier was the sponsor of the event. It was a wonderful event. So we looked around the city and says, why wouldn't Chicago be privy to such of, you know, a great festival? So there you go.
You know, Cinco de Mayo is actually bigger in the United States than it is in Mexico. This isn't the 5th of May. It's going to happen in July.
That's correct.
But that's just fine. So it's going to be held where?
At Navy Pier, which, of course, is one of the greatest tourist destinations in Chicago.
It is. So you go to Navy Pier, you walk into the Margarita Festival. Is part of it outdoors, indoors?
Well, it's indoors. Last year, we had the rooftop where people can actually see the actual fireworks show that occurs on the Saturday evening.
Mm-hmm.
This year, it will be indoor. We're going to mix a combination of the guests being able to get the food on the outdoor, the premises, but enjoy the indoors.
So there's food, too?
That's correct.
That's a good thing.
Absolutely.
Because you don't want to only have margaritas. Who's supplying the food? How does that happen?
It will be done by the catering staff at Navy Pier.
All right. And it's Mexican food or a mix?
It varies. Most people like, I've noticed, American food with that. We've tried in the past with Mexican food. Did very well. But the catering at Navy Pier specializes in more of American-style dishes.
So we're going to have hamburgers or something with our margaritas?
There's a possibility, but mostly you'll see stuff. For example, last year we had crab. There were crab dishes. There were gourmet eats that we provided for the guests there. Mm-hmm.
Now, is crab a dish that goes well with margaritas? Or, I mean, what? I know margaritas go good with anything.
Well,
but is there a culinary science to it?
Well, considering how the food went fast. Say there was some type of science there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but there are some pairings. Of course, Mexican food does pair much better with it. It's lighter. It's easier to digest with the actual tequila.
Okay.
So I wouldn't say crab is a natural pairing with it, but we did do it and it did go fast.
Now, are you offering different varieties of tequila? And I ask this question because the white tequila,
yes,
you know, what is typically made with a margarita,
yes,
you have a bunch of those and you may not feel so well the next day. But I'll tell you, if you have a better tequila, I argue the margarita might taste better. Some would say otherwise, because in a margarita, sometimes it's a controversial issue among those who make margaritas, I believe. You know, what kind of tequila should there be? So, what kind of tequila?
All
if
set.
You want the best margarita.
All set. Contrary to popular opinion, most people think that you should go to the top of the shelf. But what they recommend is actually doing a middle shelf tequila.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the purest, of course, are the Blanco, the white. That's 100% agave. If you mix it with a mix, more sugar. And, of course, more sugar and alcohol is not a good mix. The pure and the middle of the shelf and above, the hangover isn't there. I'll say it frank.
Yeah.
But if you do something where it's a little more diluted, it's a mixture, a gold or a reposado, then you have a problem possibly with not being at your best the next day.
And I love reposado or añejo. Those are, but that is a kind of tequila that you just sip on its
That's
own.
Correct. Those are aged in añejo. You have an extra añejo, which is aged for 3 years, and then you just have the regular añejo. I believe it's 1 year that's aged.
Uh-huh.
Now, those are great tequilas as well to pair with a margarita because, again, they are, if I'm not mistaken, I think that they're pure too, but I'll have to check that. But I'm certain that the, of course, the Blanco and the
Blancos
and white, are, of course, are the ones that are pure. But I'll have to check to see if the extra añejo pairs very well with a margarita.
All right. Our phone number, 312-981-7200. You could text me at the same number. Do you have questions, sir?
Well, I
you don't
do.
Have to text.
No, I do. But now, as you're talking about this and hearing you talk about it also is... I'm remembering that day.
Did we go out to a bar?
You were upstairs, and I was in the newsroom.
Yes.
And you talked me into it, and I came in, and I took a little snifter of it, and I had a couple of sips, and... Whoo, man.
Talking into it. All I had to say was Roger. That was it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean... My arm doesn't twist well, but, you know, you can try. Now, tequila, I don't do tequila. When I have a mixed drink, I'm usually having a screwdriver or a gin and tonic, something like that. But tequila can be sipped by itself or mixed in into these drinks.
That's correct.
Margaritas or... What other kind of drinks? Because we only hear of the margarita.
That's correct.
I've never really heard
That's
of
a good question.
Tequila
so,
and...
So the upcoming alcohol, if you will, is tequila, I think. And,
yes.
And I think people are looking at it very, very differently now.
Correct. Well, most of the tequilas, my knowledge base isn't that vast of it. But from what I've gathered, I see most of mixed drinks with it. People are taking popular or fruity approach as, for example, what we do at the Margarita Festival is sometimes people do not want a margarita. They can have a classic one. Some people just some people
are want. They allowed not to?
Well, sometimes we do have tequila that's there, and if a guest requests to specifically have a mixture of just a fruit with the tequila, then we're pairing that. But we're seeing that that's becoming more popular. It seems that our demographic is skewed female, so the ladies sometimes they like to have fruity drink with just the tequila.
Now there are coffee flavored tequilas, there are passion fruit flavored tequilas, and all these things, and I think that's great. I like a lot of them. You know,
yes.
And so there'll be a variety of tequila there as well, provided by a variety of companies that make tequila.
Well, great question. Last year, what we did is that we partnered. We had Milagro there that we served for Top Shelf.
And oh, and I know Milagro does make exactly what I'm talking about.
That's correct.
I happen to know this.
That's true. And then Mr. Worldly Fellow.
No. I happen to know it because I've accidentally stumbled upon it. And okay. I'm very lucky. I get to go to Mexico a couple of times a year to speak. Beautiful. And all that sort of thing. So, I feel I would be rude if I visit the country and
not indulge in their drinks.
Yeah,
sure.
And I don't want to be rude. So Milagro, I know, is different varieties. And
yes.
In fact, they're marketing, you're right. They're marketing to women.
That's correct. And it's a better brand. So we pair it with, again, last I mentioned prior, we pair it with fruit. We do a strawberry. We do a blueberry. We do a raspberry.
Cool.
Now, we also have in there the classic, of course. And then I heard someone earlier mention the Grand Marnier. That's what we call, I believe, our golden margarita. Now, that's a top shelf margarita.
Of
that's
course,
great.
Patty would mention
wow. That's great.
Yeah, top right, shelf right. margarita. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, she knows.
She does know.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes. Mm-hmm.
So, we're going to provide a recipe.
Okay.
Right? In a little while, I'm going to keep you hanging on there. I mean, this is the radio tease of all radio teases.
a margarita
recipe coming up. Dr. Kevin Most is coming up. He joins Steve Cochran's show on Monday at 6:40 in the morning to talk about the American Cancer Society recommending individuals to start screening for colon cancer from age 50, move to age 45. You're not of age yet, though, are you?
Say those ages again.
Well, move from age 50 to age 45, so you have at least 10 more years before you're thinking about it. No?
Oh, I'm so far past it. It's not even funny.
Are you perhaps double that age? I don't know.
I'm more, let's just say I now have the card.
All right. I don't know what card he's talking about. Good morning. You're on WGN, Edward.
Hi, Steve. I want to preface my question by saying that I love your show some days at 6:30 in the morning.
Thank you. Thank you. And, you know, it's really so nice when I fill in, Roger, and you and I were talking about this off the air. And last time I filled in, I was overwhelmed, actually, by the number of texts and people that said, oh, it's so nice to hear you, even if it is in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
So I do appreciate that. Thank you, Edward.
Super. And I wanted to ask your guest if he can give me some counseling on how to find a tequila that would be gluten-free for my margaritas.
Interesting question. A gluten-free margarita.
A tequila, I should say. Yeah,
okay.
A gluten-free tequila.
I honestly don't. Yeah.
That's a great question. I will have to research that. I'm not going to put my foot in my mouth today.
But a gluten-free tequila, I'll check the market and see what's there. Traditionally, we do not utilize any gluten-free tequilas. But
that's a thing now, you know, and that's legitimate. It's right. And
that's
I think
correct.
That's a fair question to ask. And now you've got the organizer of the event going back to the powers that be, and you are one of the powers that be saying,
very true.
This is something we need to think about. So I'm glad you called about that.
And I'll make a notation.
Thank you, Edward.
Hey, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. It's 11 minutes before 3 o'clock on WGN. More margarita talk. I mean, that'll be the new format, I think. All margaritas. All the time. I think that would be a good idea. This is Steve Dale for Matt Bubala on WGN. And we have the most special guest in the studio anyone could ever have. We have the person who organizes the most special event coming to Chicago ever, the Chicago Margarita Festival. Alex Brookshire is right here. Alex, are there other events just like this around the country that you participate in?
Well, we participate vicariously. I think one of the greatest margarita festivals in our country so far is the Tampa Bay Margarita Festival.
So we have to top that.
That's what we're working on.
How do we do that?
Well, we got to
come.
You can, but Their event, of course, is along the shore or the river that's there. They end in a large fireworks show.
Come on. I mean, we've got fireworks and we have better than a river. It's along the lake.
We have a lake. We're working on that. That's our goal, to eventually have a barge that launches fireworks off, be able to have some of the largest sponsors sponsor the event to bring more life to it.
How many people are you expecting out of this?
Well, we expect probably about 800,000. I'd say about 5,000 people. We do three sessions. The first session on Saturday goes from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. The second session goes from 7 p.m. until 12 a.m. And then on Sunday, it resumes at 12 p.m. and goes to 7 p.m.
Oh. So do you buy the opportunity to go to all sessions?
How does it work if you like. Yes, absolutely. So the first session, of course, general admission tickets are $20.
And includes the food?
Well,
or no?
It does not. VIP admission is $65 and includes three drink tickets with that. Each margarita drink after that is $8. Of course, they can purchase food. Last year, of course, we had it catered. It was gourmet food, but the portion sizes the people weren't very happy with. So what we're deciding to do this year is allow them to be able to go through the different restaurants that are there at Navy Pier and to be able to purchase food.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. So you eat as much as you decide you want to eat.
Absolutely.
And then you can go in and out?
Yes, absolutely.
So you go into the Margarita Festival, then say, oh, I've got the munchies, and go down the hallway to another restaurant, of which there are many at Navy Pier.
Yes, they can. And we'll also provide...
And you provide some food?
Yes, we'll provide bites. But last year, we did Tostitos, and I believe it was... I actually believe it was crab. So we did something paired it with gourmet food, but the people weren't as particular about it, I'd say.
Yeah,
you know what would be great?
What?
Is, I mean, you're already on the lakefront.
Uh-huh.
But maybe next year, do like boats out on the lake for like a 6-hour tour of with the pairings, and everyone's sitting there very relaxed at those. I've been on a couple of the dinner cruises.
Yeah,
and I really love those.
I think that's a great idea.
And the irony is, someone actually.
So if you do that, do you know who the honorary captain will be?
Ahoy, mateys.
He's ready.
Second mate.
Me and SpongeBob.
That's a good idea.
It is. Someone emailed actually this evening was will there be a boat paired with the actual event?
That would be neat.
So that's correct.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. We have several questions here. People who have texted. One question is, we have several saying, I can't wait for your recipe.
Okay.
But we're going to make you wait because I need to answer these other questions. Is the Milagro tequila in any way related to El Milagro Kitchen style tortilla chips?
I do not know. That's a great trivia question.
I know about the El Milagro. They make flour tortillas, corn tortillas. You can buy them in the stores.
Okay.
I know about that, but I'm sure they make the chips and all of that stuff. But it's not related, probably.
I don't know, to be honest.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Right. Yes.
Another question is El Milagro the only tequila brand that'll be offered at this event?
No. We generally do what we consider to be a top shelf and a middle shelf drink. We haven't decided as of yet, but last year it was Milagro, which was one of our top shelf, and then we did a Gold, which was one of our bottom shelf tequilas.
Mm. Mm-hmm. What is the favorite tequila of your guest? So do you have a favorite tequila?
Well, we people, of course, love top shelf tequilas. Anything that's of course, a pure 100% white or a Blanco, higher shelf, they love it. So Milagro did very well last year.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
So what we're going to do is we're going to give the recipe. I'm going to wait till after the news here.
Okay. Oh, no.
Okay. And it's simple.
I know. Well, there's no time. We've only got 2 minutes here.
I know.
We've got to. We have no choice. So here's what people can do, though. This is exciting. So you can watch at WGNradio.com, and you can click watch now or something like that?
Yeah, something like that. I think we're up there.
Oh, we are. We are.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're up there. I think we are. Unless they took that down. Yeah. Folks will actually be able to watch what you're doing should they desire to do that. Most people won't.
Wonderful.
So we will describe exactly what we need for that tequila.
Okay.
Folks can write it down. And not only for the tequila, but for the margarita we're going to make. Right?
Well said. That's correct.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So tell me again about the Margarita Festival. It's called the Chicago Margarita Festival, and the website, and also when the event is.
Great.
So people know.
No problem. The website, of course, is chicagomargaritafestival.com. The date is Saturday and Sunday, July 28th and 29th at Navy Pier. There are three sessions. The first session starts at 11 a.m. and ends at 6 p.m. The second section starts at 7 p.m. and ends at 12 a.m. And the third session starts at 12 p.m. on Sunday and ends at 7 p.m. on Sunday.
I actually don't like this next text question. It's where do I park? Navy Pier, by the way, does have parking.
That's correct.
And it's not cheap. Here's why I don't like it. I want you to drive. And Navy Pier is one of those destinations where you don't need to drive to, but there is parking.
That's
there,
correct.
Right?
And we do provide, we partner with Uber, and we provide Uber as well as Lyft codes on our website.
That oh, really?
That's correct.
Do you get a discount?
That's correct.
Oh, my gosh. That's want to the best thing in the world.
People from
Forget
driving
the recipe.
As well
Let's
too.
Do that.
Yeah. What was that, Roger? Yeah.
Forget the recipe. That's the star right there,
that's
Uber.
Because we, again, want to discourage people from driving.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I would agree with that. Mm-hmm. All right. Did you know that you can win a 2018 Chevy Silverado? Now is the time I read this. For details, listen to Mr. Steve Cochran weekday mornings at 720 on 720 WGN Chicago. If you're a smart speaker user, just say, play WGN on TuneIn. Here is the WGN News with Mr. Roger Badish. Six minutes after 3, WGN Radio. Good morning. Steve Dale here for Matt Bubala, who's out in Cooperstown with his kids, the neighbor's kids, the state's kids. I don't know who he's with. You never know with
he
Matt.
He didn't take my kids. He could have taken some extra kids.
Yeah, he probably needs extra kids. So we are about to do the most important thing you can ever do, and that is make a margarita. The Chicago Margarita Festival. Yes, it is coming to town, and we have Alex Blackshire sitting right across from me, and boy, it smells good here in the studio. Yeah, so what are we sniffing?
You're sniffing limes.
Okay, that would make sense. Yeah, should figure
no
that
coconut.
Out.
No coconut.
I'm not going to put a little lime in the coconut.
There's no coconut in margarita.
I'm in the coconut. You mix
well,
it up.
Well, nowadays, anything's possible.
Yeah. Really? That is true. Mm-hmm. That is true. All right, so let's start the recipe off. Okay. So step number one,
which is already done, is to salt your glass.
All right. And what if you don't want salt on the glass? Then you could skip that.
That's
right?
correct.
That's,
you can skip
that's
that
That's an optional step.
Yes,
may
it is.
I ask a question?
Yes.
Not being an aficionado of
sure.
margaritas, the salt is to offset?
Yes, it is. Some people, the blend of the salt takes away the bite in the tequila.
Ah, mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay, interesting.
And that's a Mexican tradition.
Yes, it is.
But the tradition with many Americans is... I've got too much salt in my diet anyway.
That's correct.
Salt, right.
And I saw what they do is they salt half of the glass for some people who don't want to.
I never knew that.
That's correct.
That's a good thought.
Yes.
All right. Step number one, salt the glass.
Is the glass salted?
The glass is salted.
Does the glass need to be chilled?
That's step number two.
Ooh. Don't jump ahead now. Wait a minute.
Sorry.
Yes, the glass needs to be chilled. Traditionally, what people do is that they chill the glass, put it in the freezer, then go to step number three. Oh,
step okay. number three.
Number three is I'll give this secret. It's 3-2-1. Always remember that. 3-2-1.
Okay.
Three parts tequila, mm-hmm. two parts Contraire, and then fourth part, of course, the third part, I should say, is the lime. So three parts tequila, uh-huh. three part the liqueur, and then one part will be the lime.
And the best liquor to choose.
Absolutely. The best liquor to choose would be the Cointreau. That's the best liquor to choose.
Which
that's
you can get. What is that?
Yeah. That is a French liqueur that's made from the peels of oranges, sweet and bitter peels of oranges.
So it's so sweet.
That's correct.
Which offsets the tequila, the bitterness.
Yes, it does. It gives it a sweet taste to the tequila.
So we've got
margarita.
The salt to cut the bite. You've got the Cointreau to cut the tequila a bit. And then the lime kind of adds a little tartness.
Yes, it does. Absolutely.
I'm getting good at this.
You are. Wow. All right. And then you just, how do you do it?
Okay,
you shake them up. You put them in a shaker thing.
No problem. We're going to do that now.
Is that right?
Yes, it is.
Step four would be step to combine
four.
Them all.
Absolutely. Step four would be you take that Milagro.
Okay.
And when I say three, that is one in ounces. So 1 1/2 ounce is our recipe of the Milagro tequila.
1 1/2 ounce.
That's correct.
1 1/2 ounce. There's the three parts, half an ounce.
That's correct.
Oh, he's got a measuring glass.
Look
at this. He is official.
Yeah.
All right. So how much?
I like the way you say, you're very technical in your terms.
Okay.
I like the way you say the shaker thing. that is the bartender's technical term.
I'm a mixologist.
For the shaker thing, exactly.
That's what it is. There you go.
So once you now place that in there.
All right, now what did you just do?
I added the three parts of the Milagro tequila.
Okay.
Now we're going to go to the
control.
That's right. We're going to do two parts of that.
Okay.
That's a good looking
bottle.
That
is a pretty bottle, isn't it?
It's gorgeous. So this would be
I've never
1 ounce.
That before.
And
you're about to.
I know, boy. Okay. I may never.
I can't
get
wait to hear
chair.
Your next newscast.
1 ounce.
Yeah. All right.
Right. That's
okay.
And then we're
going
to add a good rule of thumb for a half of an ounce of lime or one part lime is half of a lime.
Ah, okay.
And you want a fresh squeeze. Do not do the pasteurized green bottle thing.
No lime juice, the real lime.
He's got a squeezer thing.
Another technical term.
Absolutely.
I love this.
And then you squeeze the goodness
That's all right. Don't worry. We'll clean up after. That's all
okay.
right.
It's
now,
going all over the studios. It's in my eyes here. It's squirting all over.
Now, let me ask you a question while you're mixing that.
Mm-hmm.
That's the recipe for one drink?
That's the recipe for one drink, but you can do your math and expand it to 5,000
drinks. But okay, sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, why aren't you doing the math?
Right.
Take it easy on the guy. It's 3:10 in the morning. He's been up all day long.
That's correct.
Come on.
3:21. All right. So we got
3:21. I remember. 3:21.
Great.
Yeah,
no problem.
Yeah.
So we have in there our tequila. We have in there our control.
And you poured it all into the shaker thing.
That's correct. That's right. And we just added our lime to it. So now from there, you simply add your ice, half of the cup there.
Is that step five?
This is step five.
Add the ice.
That's right.
Step five. And that would be add the ice.
Half of the shaker size that you have. Add the ice. That's
how much ice?
Half of the shaker.
Fill it to half.
Fill it at the half.
That's correct.
Okay. So you pour the ice from your ice thing to the shaker thing.
That's correct. Pour me a little water. So that's how we do that.
Ooh, you can hear that.
I know, it's clanking. It's making the ice clanking sound.
So from that now, step number six.
Yeah.
Step six
is now you have fun.
Hello.
And you shake until it freezes on the outside. And once it freezes on the outside.
Ooh, that's how you know it's.
That's how you know.
I never knew that.
Can you like draw faces on
that's
it?
Correct.
Smiley face?
Yes.
It's ready,
the shaker thing is now.
That's correct. And from there, that is a classic margarita.
Do you have to strain it? I know some drinks.
You do. Open the top.
I don't believe what you
you know more than you think you do.
I have no clue about this drink.
You apparently do.
And this, how I've made it is it will be bitter. This one will have more of a kick to it and have more of a bite to it.
That's you.
It won't be sweet. It'll have a bite to it and a kick to it. But this is a classic margarita.
Excellent.
And I noticed that you did not shake while you were shaking the shaker.
Well said. Well said.
What do you mean by that?
Well, some people go around saying, now shake. And so they shake, but they don't. The shaker doesn't shake.
I see.
Because they think they have to be shaking.
That's a good point, actually. Yes.
And final step, of course,
is to put a lime on the side of the glass.
Oh, so you add more lime to it.
That's correct.
Okay.
So from there, that is a classic margarita.
All right. I will.
Can you go over there and try it?
I'm going to make the ultimate sacrifice because I have never had a margarita.
Really?
So, yeah.
Oh, come on.
No.
All right. I need to take a picture
of
this
too.
This one will have a bite. It will not be sweet. It'll have a bite to it.
His first margarita ever.
Don't call 911 yet. But have them on a speed dial.
All right.
All right, so I'm going to savor it like a fine wine.
Like a fine wine, but
Now, I should not be holding the base.
Doesn't matter how you hold the glass.
And I don't want my hand to warm it, so that's, I'm holding the stem.
That's correct. The stem is proper etiquette, you can also hold it with...
I have my little pinky out.
He has his pinky out.
Mm-hmm. Now, this actually smells citrusy.
That's correct. And the citrus part is from the Cointreau.
Ah,
that's correct.
I do smell that.
That's
now.
Correct.
It's a sugary it. Yeah. Kind of yeah. Citrus smell.
A mm-hmm. sugary citrus smell.
I know you're the expert on these.
No, mm-hmm. I'm not an expert. Well, sample.
That's very, wow.
That will have
all right,
a bite
Roger,
now.
Go. Take a sip already.
All right.
All right. He's going for it. All right, what does he think? Ladies and gentlemen.
It's going to have a bite.
Roger, he's still standing.
When am I having a bite? Is it on the front of the tongue or the back of the tongue?
Well, it should be on the front with that bite there.
Yeah, but I got all the salt. I'm tasting the salt.
All right.
It tastes good.
Well, how much Cointreau, again?
We do two parts, and in that case, it will be 1 ounce for this drink we made. We did 3 ounces of, pardon me, 1.5 of the tequila, 1 ounce of the Cointreau, and then we did a lime for the lime, which okay. comes out to be 1 ounce.
Yeah, some texters wanted to know that. One person wants to know, when you say Cointreau, what do you mean? How do you spell that? Do you
okay.
know?
Okay. And I may be mispronouncing it, so
that's
pardon
okay.
me if I'm doing that.
No.
It's coin. C is in Charlie, O is in Oscar, I is in Illinois, N is in Nancy, T is in Tom, R is in Robert, E is in Echo, A is in Alpha, U is in Up.
You know, it's interesting because the person who texted, how do you spell it, has spelled it perfectly correct and won the spelling bee.
Awesome.
I think that
I'm
should
just
be
wondering, should my teeth be numb?
Oh, I'm sorry. Wait a minute. Let me try it again.
No, they
notice how he says over and over, let me try it because of this. Let me try it because,
well, because
of that.
I'm still tasting the salt.
That's correct.
For me right now, the salt is overpowering mm-hmm. the drink.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not a salt fan, actually, for
really?
That reason. Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
I would agree with that.
But the drink, I'm not.
But our producer, Jessica, needs to take a sip, too.
Oh.
So you're going to have to give up your glass, Roger. Right. I know.
Yes.
You don't
take
really want to. I know it.
Take it from there.
All right. It is 3:16 on WGN. Let's go over things again.
Awesome.
The Chicago Margarita Fest again is?
It's Saturday and Sunday, July 28th and July 29th. It's from 11 a.m. until 12 a.m. on Saturday, two sessions, 11 to 6 and 7 to 12, and then one session on Sunday from 12 p.m. until 7 p.m.
And you buy tickets for any of those three sessions, or you can get a super ticket?
You can buy a ticket for all three of the sessions if you like, and the Saturday session actually ends, of course, with the firework over Navy Pier.
Which is very nice.
Yes, that's correct. So, again, you can go to ChicagoMargaritaFestival.com, and you can get your tickets there.
And you said there's two levels. There's the $20
that's correct.
And the $65?
Yes, there's a $20 general admission ticket, which, of course, affords admission into the event. Margaritas are $8. And then there's the VIP admission, which is $65, which afford three drink tickets and access to the VIP lounge. And, of course, there will be live music, and we're working on that now.
All right.
My
and
fingers
also,
are numb.
You don't. Just so your tongue doesn't get numb, so you can give a newscast here. I know. We've knocked out Roger here.
Okay.
People have been trying to do that for decades, and you've succeeded.
We made them a classic.
I want to talk about Uber and Lyft also.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. So for Uber and Lyft, Jessica, by the way, who is an aficionado when it comes to margaritas, apparently.
Mm. Okay.
Says she is going to the festival.
Awesome.
Tomorrow.
Awesome.
She is going there tomorrow. She will wait for a month until.
Awesome. Well said.
Until, yeah, she says.
We'll accommodate her.
Yes. All right. So Uber Lyft. Tell
okay.
me about
great.
The deal. There.
Great. What we do is we partner with Uber and Lyft, and we provide on our website, on the front page, it will be codes that for, of course, first time users, it reduces, I believe, $10 to $15 off. What we're working on this year as well as for those who are second time users to be able to also be able to take advantage of the Uber and Lyft. But that code is provided on the front page of the website for those who will be attending, so discourage you from driving.
All right, which mm-hmm. makes sense. Alex, thank you so much for staying
thank
up
you,
so
gentlemen.
Late. This was the best guest this radio station has ever had.